for joining us this morning. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. I'm so privileged to be with you every morning. This is a joy for me to do every day, and I hope it is a joy for you as you join me in prayer and in worship and in the Word today. I want to start with Psalm chapter 5. And as I read just these couple of verses, I'm sure you can see yourself in these words as David is praying to the Lord. It says this, verse 1, "Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." Repeat that last verse. "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, Lord, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." My prayer is that whatever that we are doing today, whatever is going on in our life, that we would lay our burdens and our requests and our joys before the Lord today, in this moment, and we would wait on Him. Now, I want to read something, a prayer that was prayed hundreds of years ago by the Puritans. This is at a Valley of Vision. This is a beautiful prayer, and not just because it's eloquent of words, because it is true, and it is something that we can all identify with closely. This is the prayer, and I would encourage you just to pray this to the Lord as I read this. Great God, in public and private, in sanctuary and home, may my life be steeped with prayer. Filled with the spirit of grace and of supplication, each prayer perfumed with the incense of atoning blood. Help me, defend me, until from praying ground I pass to the realm of unceasing praise. Urged by my need, invited by your promises, called by your spirit, I enter your presence, worshiping you with godly fear. Awed by your majesty, your greatness, your glory, but encouraged by your love. I am all poverty as well as all guilt, having nothing of my own with which to repay you. But I bring Jesus to you in the arms of faith, pleading his righteousness to offset my iniquities, rejoicing that he will weigh down the scales for me and satisfy your justice. I bless you that great sin draws out great grace, that although the less sin deserves infinite punishment because done against an infinite God, yet there is mercy for me. For where guilt is most terrible, there your mercy in Christ is most free and deep. Bless me by revealing to me more of his saving merits, by causing thy goodness to pass before me, by speaking grace to my contrite heart. Strengthen me to give thee no rest until Christ shall reign supreme within me in every thought, word, and deed. In a faith that purifies the heart, overcomes the world, works by love, fastens me to you, and ever clings to the cross. O Lord, reign supreme in us, every thought and word and deed today. We come before your presence today, Jesus. We lay everything down before you, before your throne.
You said it.
was my life. Oh, so I wait for you. So I wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Yes, Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Falling on my knees, sing that. Falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. Jesus, you're all. Trust Him in His presence daily. Surrender all. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior only thine. Fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Truly living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, Lord. This is our act of worship. This is our act of worship. Lord, in richness and in poverty, Lord, in joy and in sorrow, Lord, in every stage and season of life, Lord, we give over our hearts to you. Lord, we give over our lives to you, our intentions, our thoughts. Thank you for being faithful to 1,000 generations, and thank you for being faithful to this generation. Today, Lord, as that hymn says, let us feel your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, show us ever-increasing glimpses of your Spirit in our life. Oh Lord, may we be able to see your Spirit working and moving among us. Today we surrender to your ways and your will. Lord, have your way in us. Lord, we continue to wait expectantly for you. Lord, we love you, Jesus. We love you today. Be honored in our life today, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.